That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Belief that he had discovered the presence of uranium in some dirt he and Abner had dug up was strengthened yesterday when a part of a dollar bill started burning. We'll hear more about it in just a moment. Friends, the way you eat at every meal has a lot to do with the way you feel. Yes, when you're hurried and tense at mealtimes, a touch of acid indigestion is often the result. Now, Alka-Seltzer offers the kind of prompt, comforting relief for a touch of acid indigestion that's hard to beat. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. That's why you hear it said so often, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Remember, the way you eat at every meal has a lot to do with the way you feel. But if hurry and worry does lead to a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, it is late in the evening, and we find Lum and Abner back in the feed room of the Jotham Down store carrying on their uranium research. Listen.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. What's that stuff you're putting in there now?
Huh? Oh, just a few drafts of some junk I got here. Oh, don't want to get too much of that.
Well, Lum, just what are we doing all this silly stuff for anyway? Back here in the feed room late of a night cooking dirt.
Cooking dirt?
Yeah, that stuff won't be fitting to eat no matter how long you boil it, I'll tell you that.
Well, that ain't the
dirt sandwich, that don't even sound good.
We know there's uranium atoms in this dirt, but we ain't been able to separate them out of it, so we can split them up.
Well, now, how do you know that there's that uranium atoms in there? I ain't saw none of them.
Well, I ain't either, but that one night we seen something glowing in some of this dirt. And yesterday when Cedric threw that half of a dollar bill into some of that same dirt, it caught a fire.
Done that? Yeah, that's right. That was
huge.
Reckon what done
that? I just told you. Uranium atoms. That's the thing they built them bombs out of, them atomic bombs.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what them things do. So we know they must be in there, and the only way I can see to split them up is just keep piling batches of dirt here.
Well, how do you figure boiling them will split them?
Well, you saw what happens to peas or beans when you put them in hot water. Split right in two.
Yeah, that's right. Reckon we ought to put a piece of salt pork in there?
We ain't going to eat them, Admiral. We can get that idea out of your head. If you're hungry, go up there and open a can of sardines.
No, I just thought if we was cooking them, I'd love salt pork in with something like that. No. Give a little seasoning to
them. Bile them to separate them. I figure the same thing will happen to the atoms. Save us all the trouble of smashing them with a hammer.
Yeah, well, I'm for anything to save us trouble. What did you say that junk is that you're putting in there?
Oh, I forget exactly what it is. The oldest Bates boy mixed it up for me.
Bates boy?
Yeah.
Gomer, you mean?
Yeah, you know, he's got all of them chemical sets over there, always mixing up some kind of junk.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to know right smart about it, though.
Oh, he works at that all the time, yeah.
Anyways, I asked him to mix me up the most powerful thing he could, and this is what he brought me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he called it.
Yeah.
Give it some fancy name, glycronitrin or nitroglycerine or something like that.
Well, what did you want something so strong for?
Well, I could see we wasn't getting nowhere boiling this dirt with just plain water.
No. Well, here, let's pour a whole lot more in there and get them atoms split up good. You know, if a little will do good, a lot will do better.
No, no, you got to be careful with it. Don't want to overdo it.
Well, just put a little bit more in there. We've been fooling around with this stuff for I don't know how long. It don't seem to me we got nowhere with it. Let me get this bottle here. I know that we'll pour the whole thing
here
in.
Here and get it.
Yeah, here it is. Here,
well, don't throw it. Don't throw it, baby.
Oh, come on. I'll throw
don't throw
out
that
there.
Nitroglycerine or whatever it
get
is.
Here it is.
Might drop it, Abner, and break the bottle and get glass all over the floor.
Well, you won't break. Catch it now. Here you go. Here you go.
High
shot.
I got it.
That's a good catch. Yeah. Toss it back.
I got to put it in here.
Huh?
We can play some other time.
Now go ahead then. Put some more in there.
No, don't forget, scientific research takes a long time. You got to have patience to be a scientific. Rome weren't built in a day, you know.
Well, no, but all we did so far is just dig up a lot of dirt and put it in them stew kettles. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, huh? What did you just say?
I said you got to have patience to be a scientific.
No, I mean they're about building something.
Oh, I said Rome weren't built in a day. Yeah, that ought to be enough glycerine.
Well, when did you hear that, Ron?
Oh, I don't know. Years ago. Everybody knows that.
That's cute. I hadn't heard nothing about it. I said, I didn't know that anybody's trying to build one. Eli White's been trying to get materials to build a new barn over here, place.
Yeah, but that's just an expression, an old Eddard saying of mine. I was just telling you not to be impatient. And I just said that Rome weren't built in a day. And it weren't.
Well, exactly what is Rome? Now, just what are you talking about? Rack them up and break again now.
Well, what is it? You mean, where is it?
I do, huh?
It's a city, town.
Oh!
You know that old saying, when in Rome, do like a Roman do? Or does? Or do? Or. Yeah, that's right.
I never heard that. Well, they say that, but they don't say that about Hatfield. When in Hatfield, do as a Hatfield do.
They just say it about Rome. Why, I don't know.
Oh.
But you have to do like they do, I reckon. It's a law.
Well, how do they do?
I don't know, Abner. All I know, Rome weren't built in a day.
Well, no other town was neither.
I know it.
Well, what are you going around bragging about Rome weren't in? It don't seem like nothing great to me.
I wasn't bragging about it.
Why didn't you say Pine Ridge or some of these other towns around here? They weren't built in a day, neither.
Well, let's just forget about it. Board camp weren't built in a day, then, if that suits you better.
No, that's right. It weren't. It weren't. How long did it take them to build it?
Build what?
At Rome.
Oh, I don't know. All I know, it takes them more than a day. I know that for sure.
Yeah, well, I never heard of the town, but I can see where it'd take them longer than that.
Yeah, I can, too.
I can, too.
Fine.
Yeah. Would have had more sense to try it, even.
Yeah.
Reckon what they was in such a hurry to get it built for.
First I know, they wasn't in no hurry.
Well, they must have been. What, was they having a race with some other town? Ophel or something?
I don't know a thing about it. Stir that stuff there before it boils over and forget about Rome.
You know, Lom, I bound you this with it. I bound you they bid so low on the job that the only way they could make anything on it was try to wreck it through that way.
I think they done it on a cost-plus base.
My God, they was wrecked.
Wait a minute, who were you talking about?
The fellers that built that Rome.
Oh, we're back on that again.
That must have been it, just anxious to get to work, you know, so they made an awful low bid. And
will you just drop the subject, please?
Well, Lom, I like to figure things out, you know. I ain't
well,
no dummy.
Well, figure them out some other time. We've got plenty of figuring to do right here. Besides that, you don't need to worry about Rome no more, because it burned down.
It did?
Sure. You've heard about Nero fiddling while Rome burned, haven't you?
I never heard a thing about it. Yeah. I don't wonder, though. You try to build something too fast that way, it's bound up to be pretty flimsy. It'll burn easy. I could have told them that.
Yes, shame they never asked you first.
Well, anybody could have told them that. It never exactly had to be me, I don't reckon. Yes. Smart fella like me.
Never.
What was that you said about old Bessie's dog playing a fiddle during the fire?
Bessie's dog?
Yeah,
I said nothing about old Bessie's dog. I said Nero done the fiddling. Well,
yeah, Nero. That's Bessie's dog's name. You know Nero, huh?
Oh, well, this happened a long, long time ago.
I don't doubt it. That dog's old. He ain't been able to stand up for his meals for 3 or 4 years, let alone do anything fancy playing the fiddle. Old Bess never did tell me his dog could do that. He's a modest fella, you know.
Abby, you got this all mixed up in the first place. Nero ain't no dog.
Well, he sure looks like one. Got 4 legs and big floppy ears and a long tail.
I don't...
And short legs. Well, they're long enough. They reach the ground. I guess that's long enough for them.
I don't mean that dog of Bessie.
As far as I know, Lum, that's the only dog he's got. That's funny. He wouldn't have went around bragging on him about that. Dog, if I'd come home one day and found my dog, Old Blue, sitting there playing a couple of tunes on the fiddle, I'd tell the whole town about it.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Wonder if Blue could do that. I never have given him a chance to find out where he could play one or not.
Just ask him sometime.
Well, I ought to do it. That dog is maybe I ought to borrow a fiddle and leave it under the back porch where old Blue could find. He might be a natural, you know. Just see what happens, you know. Yeah. He might be an extra.
He's left-handed, though, ain't he?
Blue?
Yeah.
Well, he runs on his left leg more, but I'll get him a left-handed fiddle. Well,
that's a wonderful idea. That's brainy.
Well, it is sore, ain't it? Glad you brung this up.
Yeah, me too.
Pete picks it up fast while I take him over to Beth, isn't he? Blues? Me and old sitting around the evening playing quartets for us
and stuff. Wait to hear that, be dinner. Interesting to see Blue sitting there with a fiddle tucked up under his chin.
Be cute. Take him squirrel hunting and sit there and play a tune instead of barking when he's treed.
Yeah, now that you've got Blue's musical careers all planned for him, maybe you can settle down to business here.
Play over the waves, I love. Yeah, sure. Let me go call Bess here. I'll
Tanner, stay here.
Lom, I want to find out how he got Nero started out, about how long it's taken him to get good at it. I'll be right back.
Tanner, if you get on that phone, I'm going to whop you one.
Lom, I don't want to hold Blue back. I'd never forgive myself. He ain't getting no younger.
I don't care if he ain't.
Well, you know that old saying of yours, you can't learn an old dog new tricks. I've heard you say that 100 times.
Well, I'm sorry I ever said it.
Well, I mean,
now, I'm get to work here, Abner, or we never will find no uranium atom.
Well, to be honest, I don't care if we don't. I believe I can make more money being old Blue's manager. Gonna sign him up with a carnival, I believe.
Well, I'm too good.
I might put him on the radio, I don't know. Dog, I better get home and start him to practicing.
Abner, come back here. We ain't done cooking this stuff.
Well, I ain't got time to wait around for that junk. Ain't nothing ever going to happen with that stuff, no way.
Well, maybe not right away, but we've got to... Grannies, wait a minute. Looky there, Abner. Looks like something's beginning to happen.
Huh?
Looky there.
That don't mean a thing.
Oh, my goodness. Stand back here.
It looks as though the Split Atom Corporation will have to suspend operations for repairs now. And I'm afraid that goes for our two old scientists, too. You know, folks, if everything seemed to go wrong today and little things made you irritable, maybe you didn't sleep well last night. Now, perhaps you didn't sleep because nervous tension kept you keyed up and jittery. Well, when nervous tension ruins your restful nights and spoils your days, try Miles Nervine. It has been making good for over 60 years. And that's why we say, try Miles Nervine for a good sleep tonight and a better day tomorrow. Miles Nervine has helped bring restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. And yes, folks, if nervous tension sometimes makes you uncomfortable, irritable, and jittery while on the job, call on Miles Nervine. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents and liquid Nervine 25 cents and $1. All effective medicinal products should be used with caution. Use only as directed. Remember, for restful nights and tension-free days, Miles Nervine. Yes, to sleep well, relax well, remember to try Miles Nervine. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.